If your company has bad debt, consider assigning your accounts to Merticon. MERTICON.com. Merticon, global leader in collections. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Chuck Graham Show. This is going to be in podcast form. Don't forget, you can support the show by going to charlesgraham.com. That's charlesgraham.com. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. So you can listen to us there. You don't have to be on YouTube. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on here. And I'm going to put this in podcast form today because I look like shit. So I don't really want to get on camera. But I will tell you this. Like I said in the last video, we've been lied to. We've got Fauci's emails. We know he lied. We know he knew that this was this came from Wuhan. We know that he knew this was gain of function. We suspect that this virus was released on purpose. We don't know that yet. We just suspect that, or the government does. But folks, let me tell you. Let me just say this. All I can say is when you have the government lying to its people, and then you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube stifling the comments and dissenting opinions of scientists all over the world, there's a fucking problem. There's a problem. YouTube did it. Facebook did it. Twitter did it. Parler was going to come out and be the elephant in the room, and AWS shut them down. Now they're idiots for not having their own backbone and their own server farms before they come out anyway. But whoever made that damn decision ought to have their ass removed. But the point being is this. This might as well have been state-run media. What I think they should have done is they should have said, nope, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, not essential business. Why is it essential? These companies have been here since 2005, Facebook at least. So why are they essential? We got along just fine without them. They should have shut their ass down. No server administrators, no nothing. COVID-19, you're not essential. If you're not Walmart or Amazon or one of those, they should have shut them down. Why didn't they? Well, we know what the answer to that is. Well, they're essential because everybody's got to communicate. No, they don't. Do we still have radios and telephones? Of course we do. These companies have gotten so big that they are squashing dissenting opinions. I watched a YouTube video yesterday about a doctor talking about immunity that you may possibly have from COVID-19 and didn't even know it. Well, they put a little tab at the bottom and said, learn what the CDC says. Well, we really don't give a shit what the CDC says. If you don't like the CDC today, wait 5 minutes. Because they change over time. Masks, no masks. We know masks were ineffective. Listen, that virus was at least 20 to 140 nanometers. Now, it's hard for people to wrap their brain around how fucking small that is. We know the surgical mask and all the cloth mask and cutting your t-shirt up mask. The N95s were the only one that had any promise. And the fact of the matter is the rest of them were ineffective. And Tucker Carlson reported on Fox News that not only were they ineffective, but it's possible that they caused the spread, the increase in the spread. But Fauci said that from the beginning. Until we got his emails that said the Chinese scientists over there were telling him that they thought, Chinese, the communist fucking country that has concentration camps and human rights violations all throughout that damn country, we're taking the advice from those scientists, the very ones that could, where the damn virus was released from, that all Americans should wear a mask. What is this, a social experiment? Now you got people indoctrinated with this. I never wore the damn thing. The only place that I wore the fucking mask, to be honest, was the damn liquor store and court, when I was in court. Because we had all three branches of our damn government in a full-blown fucking panic. You got our Supreme Court justice over here in Mississippi that issues these orders about masks. Jesus Christ, people. It makes no sense. And I wouldn't wear it until I got inside the courthouse itself. Screw it. I wouldn't do it. Not Walmart, not Sam's, not any of those places. Now, those people would look at me like I had a third nipple tattooed to my forehead. How about I just keep my mouth shut and don't talk to anybody? I think that'll be just more effective than me touching my mask and touching my face and touching this and touching that and grabbing my ass and scratching my legs and all this other kind of stuff. And where's the disposal of all these masks that you see in the parking lots everywhere where people just throw them down? These surgical masks were single-use masks, people, that were being used by, and all that is to keep people from spitting on you when you're doing surgery. You can't even grasp how tiny viruses are. And I read studies all over the place that got scrubbed that had nothing to do with COVID. They just did viral studies on masks and how effective or ineffective they were. And it made no sense. It's about like trying to catch a mosquito with a chain link fence. And if I'm wrong, then why the hell do we have all this hazmat equipment when they're messing around with the virus? It's got their own oxygen and they're walking around like a robot with a blown up freaking doll that they're walking inside of. If that's true, then we're wasting money. Give them an N95 and move it on. Or give them a cloth mask. Just use your shirt and a handkerchief and y'all just keep on studying them damn things. Gain-of-function research. What kind of fucking moron come up with that one? Let's take a virus that's deadly to animals. What's next? Deer waste disease? Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? That's like, yeah, that'd be just wonderful. The fact of the matter is, I mean, who comes up with this shit? I mean, we know now, and listening to Rand Paul and other scientists, that there's no benefit to this. You're going to modify a fucking virus? Ever seen Resident Evil? Yeah, the Umbrella Corporation. Yeah, these are some educated dumbasses. And Fauci, for lying to Congress, should be in jail. He should be at least indicted for giving false statements to Congress. When he blatantly, I mean, he's playing with his words, okay? He'd have an argument that he didn't do this, that he said, well, masks did work, masks don't work. Yes, masks do. Wear two masks, don't wear a mask. The virus didn't come from the lab. It might have come from the lab. I mean, how much double talk do you have to do? Clowns or midgets? That's where we're at. Look, I said it from the beginning. The fucking medical advice we get from our government is suspect. It was suspect to me because you had thousands of doctors that did not agree. Immunologists, like the two in California, YouTube, you're going to send them a fucking apology? You're going to apologize to them? Don't forget, folks, you can go to charlesgrimm.com and listen to this if they take it off. You're going to give them an apology, YouTube? Really? I'm waiting on it. What about Facebook? What about Zuckerberg? Never trust a guy, don't blink. I swear. You know, how far can you get in America for stealing someone's idea? Allegedly. I mean, folks, give me a break. You know? It didn't take, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I can use common sense. My wife rolls her eyes at me and says, why didn't you just become a doctor? Well, why do I need to? Hell, it's common sense. Tiny, 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 tiny virus. Cloth mask that you can see through. Hello? Anyone? You know, you cut up your Nike dry fit shirt that you can see through. You put that on, people are safe. Mm-hmm. A scientist comes out and tells you first, and not only the Surgeon General, but Fauci, all of them, what to do. And then when they locked down the country, which was unconstitutional, and the only governor, and I mean the only one. Now, Sanchez got it after a minute, but the only one that did what her constitutional duties called for her to do, protecting the Constitution, was Kristi Noem. That's it. Not Donald Trump, Kristi Noem. I would vote for her over Donald Trump. I can tell you right now, if it was Donald Trump or Kristi Noem, I'd vote for Kristi Noem. Trump should have never called for lockdowns. He should have listened to the damn scientists that said, nope. What do you think we did with SARS? Well, there's a difference. SARS was really hard to catch. Only 800 people died. True, or about 800 people. And it was really hard to catch. COVID, on the other hand, was not that deadly, but it was really hard to catch. I mean, really easy to catch. You had like 98.7%, I think, the last fact-checking, you know? They literally fact-checked me over a 0.1% or some kind of crap like that on something I put on Facebook, which I deleted Facebook. Fuck Facebook. I mean, and I'm going to put this on Rumble, too. You can go to Rumble and listen to it. The fact of the matter is, I don't care about YouTube. I got 41 subscribers. Really? Y'all going to help me out here? Come on, man. I need some subscribers. Can I get to 100 so I can personalize the freaking channel? The fact is, I don't care. I don't make my living that way. And how I make my living, it has not shit to do with social media. So the bottom line is, I don't give a shit what the fact checkers say or don't say. But here's the thing. In this country, they are stifling dissenting opinions. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They're stifling dissenting opinions. Do you realize that every appellate court that we have has dissenting opinions? If you take two fucking scientists and you put them in a courtroom, you're going to have two doctors that disagree with each other on the outcome of any forensics. It's called dissenting opinions, people. Wake the hell up. It's not fact-checking. It's them controlling the information and controlling the flow of it. That's what it is. They're stifling dissenting opinions. They're not fact-checking shit. It's their opinion. There was no study on masks. We were being lied to by Fauci. Lied to. In every damn email that's out there, if you read his emails and you look at the timeline, they were lying. That's just bottom line. They were lying, regardless of why they were lying.
Well, you know, I wore two masks because I didn't want to give the wrong impression.
What, that you're a dumbass? You knew better? Thank God for Rand Paul. I mean, he called it out. Single-handedly, he turned this damn virus around. That they were going to try to hold on to the fear that was gripping and still is gripping people. And the fact of the matter is this. It's dissenting opinions. And if you don't know what that is, fucking look it up. It's ridiculous. You need that in a democracy or a constitutional republic. We're really not a democracy. Let me just clarify. We're a constitutional republic for as many days as it still lasts with these tyrants that control social media. They should strip their ass of 230 or they should make them a goddamn utility. Make them a fucking utility. Sorry for all the profanity, but shit. You know, if I say something or text something on my phone, you can't shut my phone off. It's a utility. And that's what they should do. If they're essential services, they should be utilities. They shouldn't be able to take shit off their platform unless it is illegal. Hate speech is not illegal. Mattal versus Towns. Unanimously, 9-0. Hate speech is free speech. I'm not talking about fight words and threatening people. I'm talking about free speech, whatever word or acronym you want to use, whether it's cracker or whatever. Right now, they'll say whatever, and I won't apologize for being white. Let me just throw that in there. We'll get me a white privilege card from the Hodge twins. Yeah, where was my white privilege card back in 1997 when the bankers said we have minority loans we could give you and get approved by the SBA? But son, you ain't a minority. You're white and you're male. If you were female and a minority, we got a ton of loans here. Where's my white privilege? Anyway, back on the topic at hand. I said it a year ago that this is all going to come out when all of our branches of government lose their panic. When they lose their panic and the people start seeing they've been fleeced, you know what you just created, dear government officials? The fucking people will never believe you again. There should never be lockdowns again. You don't have the right or the constitutional authority to shut a business down and call it non-essential. But yet you can cram into Walmart like sardines in a fucking can. It's nothing but a COVID factory because it's essential. It's essential. And since it's essential, well, ordering from Amazon is not essential. Those companies, Sam's, Costco, Walmart, Amazon, made trillions off being essential. And I said it again, you're fixing to have a spike in inflation, which is already here. Yeah, dipshit Biden, first thing he does is shut down the pipeline and cost thousands upon thousands of jobs for the Canadians and Americans for the pipeline going over into Canada. Take away our energy independence. That's always a great thing, right? We're finally energy independent, all because of, because we want solar. You do realize that the energy it takes to run them electric cars that has to be created to be able to charge the damn batteries up is just as eco-not-friendly as your combustion engines. Diesels, actually, even though you might see black smoke, they're actually more environmentally friendly than any other combustion engine. But you wouldn't hear that. And hell, we already have clean energy. It's called nuclear. If, you know, you don't demonize it. And there's not a whole lot of... Now, when nuclear is great, it's great. When it's bad, it's really bad. But so is anything else. What about the windmills killing the bald eagles? You know, our national bird that you get a $5,000 fine and 5 years in jail if you kill one of them. But apparently the windmill companies can kill them by, you know, droves. And that's perfectly fine. But I'm not going to get on a tangent. We'll leave this at 20 minutes or less. You better wake your ass up. These companies are not fact checkers. They're dissenting opinions. And when they don't agree with yours, they shut you down. I will be surprised if this video stays up on YouTube. I will be shocked. Okay? Let's recap. Dissenting opinions, bad. Multiple opinions, good. Why? I'm a critical thinker. If I hear somebody say something like Alex Jones that the frogs are gay, I went and researched it. Well, that's actually, he was making a joke. It really wasn't the frogs being gay as the frogs changing their gender because of the chemicals that were in the water. Which was true. Because it's really easy about frogs, by the way. The temperature of the water, tadpoles, when they turn into frogs, the temperature of the water really determines the gender. It's not the way it is with humans. But apparently frogs are that way. So it's not a stretch to know that if you put some kind of fucked up chemical in there, it could change their gender, right? And people go, oh, no. Well, why would it do that? Well, I don't know. We cut a damn lizard's tail off and watch it grow back. Why does that do that? Why can't we get that gene, put it in here, and grow our arm back? The point being is animal has some strange shit that goes on in the animal world. Strange stuff. Especially reptiles and creatures like that. So you can't really equate. But that's what he meant. He didn't mean the frogs were gay. But they shut him down. Demonetized him. Took him off the air. Now, is he a little crazy? Sometimes. But what's funny is, you know, what about when crazy is all we got? What about when crazy is the only one telling the truth? You know what's crazy? Dissenting opinions being stifled and putting warning labels on them. You're not a fucking doctor, YouTube. Why did you put that on the CDC? People can go to the CDC.
That's where I found out masks were ineffective. The CDC said it. I shared the article. Rather you wearing a mask, whether you're the recipient or you're the wearer or you're the one transmitting the virus, there's protocols that you had to comply with regardless of the mask. So, which indicated to me as a critical thinker, they're ineffective. And if I'm wrong, again, we're wasting a lot of money on hazmat suits dealing with these viruses. Just give everybody a mask and let's get to work. I'm talking about it in the labs when they're doing gain-of-function research. Get my mask, a cloth one, preferably, that's got Nike on the top of it or something. Or one of those companies that made them. It was a joke. Dissenting opinions are good. It makes people think, even if they're wrong. I don't agree with every decision that comes down from our Supreme Court. And sometimes I agree with the dissenting opinion. And sometimes I do not. But you know what? At least in America, you're supposed to be able to at least read them both. At least listen to both sides. And if you're so much of a sheep that hearing a dissenting opinion would cause you to go into this spiral of disinformation, then you're a fucking idiot. Because you won't be able to go to the grocery store and buy healthy food because there are dissenting opinions all over the place when it comes to what is healthy or what is not. That's why I tell people that if you go to the like GNC to buy supplements, just keep in mind that about 80% of that shit is bullshit. Okay? Eat healthy. Eat right. Supplements, vitamins, minerals, exercise is your best bet. That's just common sense. That's why I stopped drinking. It's poison. Let's face it. It's poison. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that alcohol in quantities, in large quantities, or any quantity, actually, they've done studies now that any alcohol is bad for you. Now, you may like it. I liked it. But that doesn't mean it's good for me. And to tell you that it's good for you, it would be lying to you. But if I did tell you that it was good for me, you should have enough damn sense to understand that you can do your own research. And right now, you can find where some people will tell you and some doctors will tell you that moderate drinking, just two drinks a day for men and one for women, has certain health benefits. To my opinion in that, it's bullshit. It's poison. That's what it is. You ever made moonshine? That first draw that comes off that distiller? Can't drink it. I think it's, and I'm not quite sure, you moonshiners can leave it in the comment, but it's either ethanol or methanol, one of the two that drains off at first, which will kill you if you drink it. You know, you got to be a really good distiller because alcohol, if it's not distilled properly, can kill the shit out of you. So you have to be careful with that stuff. But do I think it ought to be illegal? No. I don't think pot should be illegal either. I don't smoke pot. Don't smoke at all. I think people have enough common sense to be able to determine what's good for them and what's not. Just like people have enough common sense, folks, to be able to determine whether a dissenting opinion is bullshit. Without Facebook and YouTube and Twitter coming in and saying, the fact checkers, really? Well, this is partially false. Oh, now you're just getting in the fucking weeds. Partially false. Shit. I mean, goodness gracious, folks. When does this shit end? What happened to the YouTube of old? Shit, 5 years ago. I think what they should do is they either should make them an edited platform or a public square. There's already case law.
on it. Supreme Court needs to hear this. It needs to get to the Supreme Court. And either they have 230 protection. I don't want to see them lose their protection, really. I think it's a great thing for you to be able to say whatever. Unless what you're saying is illegal. But here's the thing. People say on the left, they threaten people all the damn time on Twitter. I put a video out that Jeff Bezos' haircut looked like a skinhead. He's bald, for God's sakes. And I put LOL at the end of it. They took it down. That's why I deleted Twitter's account. I finally had to delete the fucking tweet so that I could delete the account. I don't want Twitter. I got Gab. You can follow me at Gab. Gab and Parler. Real Chuck Graham. The fact of the matter is, I deleted it. Why? Because they're idiots. But yet, Rand Paul can get death threats. And people, I'm going to buy a drink. This artist, I forget what his name is, Marks or whatever, says, I'll buy the person the drink that'll finish the job. What, of almost killing Rand Paul because he got blindsided? He didn't get his ass kicked. That piece of shit that done that to him blindsided him. How about this? You buy me a drink if, I was to, do something next level to the piece of shit that did that to him? Well, of course not. That would be advocating violence against someone, right? But Twitter didn't find any violations. Wow. Facebook the same way. Facebook the same way. YouTube, same way with things. That Ethan guy, he can say whatever the hell he wants to, and that's fine, and they monetize the hell out of him. What's his name? H3H3 is the podcast. But then they attack Louder with Crowder because he makes jokes, but he has a hell of a lot of facts that he puts out there, right? Louderwithcrowder.com, I think is where it says. I'm not a member of Mug Club, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is this. I like listening to him, but he's going to say, that's why we have the government. Just you don't even have to think about it, dude. What a dipshit. You don't even have to think about it. Really? Right? Okay. Yeah, you'd last about, 2 minutes on a farm? When something critical happened, you have to, think about it, dude? Figure out how to, do this or not do this? I'll give you an example. I had a tree fall on a power line that was at my place. It come from my shop to my house. So I went to the shop and got the tractor. I had to think about it, dude. I had to figure out how I'm going to get this damn power line off without electrocuting the shit out of myself. I think the first thing I had to think about, dude, or bro, or bra, whatever you want to say, is cut the fucking power off. That'd be the first thing. And since I wired the shop, and I'm the one run all the stuff, it didn't take long for me to think about it, bra. That's the kind of critical thinking bunch of bullshit we have in this country, and that's why this country's like it is. And you got all these damn snowflakes out here. Nobody can think about shit. I love my guns and my property, and all I can say is you folks are going to keep poking the bear. But anyway, the point being is this. I finally had to get the tree off there, which the tree was pretty damn heavy. It was really, really, really heavy. I couldn't pick it up with the loader. When my loader's equipped for 1,400 pounds lift capacity, couldn't pick it up with a loader. I could pick it up enough to get it off the fence. Then I had to cut some of the limbs and then hook a chain to the drawbar and pull it off. And finally got it pulled off, pushed it off into the woods, the tree. So, yeah, it's always good to critically think. Unless you just want to always pay somebody to do some shit that you can do on your own. Well, that's about it for me today, guys. Tell you what, leave your comments in below of what do you give it a thumbs up and a like and a notification bell and all that kind of good shit. And my 41 subscribers. And I tell you what, who thinks that this is going to be removed? I bet it's removed within 24 hours. Bet you it's removed within 24 hours. I'll see you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.